Shalom to all. Today we're in Masechas Kelim, Perek Yudal, Mishtavav Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah Sarmi learn Miskos Esra Bas Rachel, Shishim Zecher Fein Drzivu Gagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishtavav tells us, Kisui Teni Shal Mateches, Sha'asa by Mara. The covering of a metal teni. A teni is usually a wicker basket. Probably we're talking about something that's metal, so it's not a wicker basket, but it's basically a metal basket of sorts. So it's cover that was turned into a Mara, a mirror. They had smoothed it down and coated it with something that now could also be used as a mirror. So Rabbi Yehuda Matar, Rabbi Yehuda says, nonetheless, it's not Makabel Tomo because it's just a regular cover of a kli. And we discussed previously that covers of kelim are not makabel toma on their own, whereas the Chum and Tamin, the Chum say it is makabel toma because now it has a proper use. It's a mirror. Now, once we're on the topic of mirrors, Myra Shanishbura, if a mirror broke, im eina Myra is rev upon him, if one's not able to see the majority of their face with it, Tahira, so it's not makabel toma anymore because it's not really to be used as a mirror. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, now we go back to something that we discussed all the way at the beginning of metal kelim. This is something unique to metal kelim, namely that when metal kli becomes tame and then it breaks, so now it loses its din of toma. The unique din is, though, and when it's reconnected, it's fixed, or it's even made into a different metal kli, it now regains its original din of tuma. And that's because of the Gzera D'Rabbanan. But again, that's the unique din, that once it's remade or refixed, it regains its original din of tuma. So now we're going to have machleks about this. The Mishnah tells us, metal kelim, they become tame and can become tahar when they're broken. That's Rabbi Lezer. But Rabbi Shua says, no, they can only become tahar when they're whole. Now, what does this mean? What's this machlekes? That's the Mishnah tells us, what's this referring to? Now we know that when a metal kli becomes tame with Tomas Mace, the highest level of Toma, it requires Hazaa, sprinkling with the water and ashes of Parah Aduma, on day 3 and day 7. It's a whole long Tahara process. So that's what we're referring to. This metal kli became tame, and he's Alehen. He did the first sprinkling on them, that was on day 3 of the Tahara process, and then Nishbru by Bayayim, they got broken that very same day. So that means for all intents and purposes, now they're Tahar. And then he Tichon, he melted them down, and then remade them into a kli. So that means now they regain their din of being Tamei Meis. V'chazer he's Alein Shein his Bye Bye Yayim. And then he did a second sprinkling with the Mechatas, with the water and ashes of Paraduma, that very same day. He didn't wait till day 7. He did another sprinkling on day 3. Hare Elo Tahirin, they're Tahar, the Reb Lezer, it's Reb Lezer's opinion. And that's what Reb Lezer means when he says in the beginning of the Mishnah, Metamin U'metahirin Shavurin, they become Tamei and Tahar when they're broken. In other words, even though we do have this Chumra, that when a metal Kli, which was Tamei, broken, and then reformed, regains its din of Tuma, he doesn't have to wait the full 7-day process, sprinkling on day 3 and day 7. Once it was broken and reformed, he's allowed to sprinkle the second sprinkling that very same day, meaning once before it was broken, once afterwards, and then it's 100% tahar. However, Rabbi Shuaimer, he says, no, ein hazaya pachas mishlishi yushvi, this din of hazaya of being metar or kli that was tamei mace, that has to be done like regular, as the Torah says, on day 3 and day 7, and there's no shortcuts. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and not the Perek Dezvav, Mishnah Aleph, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.